Dan, how's it going, bud?
Good. What's going on, Brent?
Well, we're very excited. Golf courses opened up in Ontario, but we won't lead there. But that's what I'm most excited about, the Michael Jordan docs going on. But the fact that I have for you that you need to know, Dan, is I spent several hours of my weekend watching not just soccer, but German soccer on Sportsnet. Are you surprised?
I knew you'd come around eventually. I just, you know, wish that all of my earlier efforts to get you to come over to the dark side had worked. But hey, it doesn't matter if you come late to the party. It's just happy that you're in the party now.
Well, two things. One, maybe a better sales pitch is don't just yell Roberto Baggio at me 800 times. I feel like that was probably not the best.
It's Roberto Baggio, okay?
Just like I said. Yeah, that was exactly how I said it. And two, I'm not a full-fledged convert yet. I'm just all in on Alphonso Davies, a guy who plays for Canada in a top league like that. It's amazing to see him fly around. So I won't say I'm a full-fledged convert yet, but if anyone can suck me in, it's definitely a guy like Davies. You know, I've talked to you about this in the past, but just can you kind of just say what he means, having a guy like that, not only as good as he is, but as young as he is, playing for this country and can be part of the program for, I don't know, a decade to come?
It's unreal, man. Like, I can't even put it into words because it's just so shocking that he is as talented as he is. Like, you watch any Bayern Munich game and he's one of the best players on the field every single time. And it's nuts that a 19-year-old who's been with this team for, I don't know, 18 months now, has become this player for them in a position that he is not natural to. You know, he's more used to playing further up the field and being more of an attacker. And yet here they put him into a defensive role, and he's allowed to go up and down the pitch and use those physicality traits that he has. But it's the fact that he's transitioned so seamlessly and has been so good at this job that another player, Lucas Hernandez, French international, Bayern Munich spent 80 million euros on Lucas Hernandez to play left back for them. And he can't break into the squad ahead of Alphonso Davies right now because he's that damn good. Like, you know, Gareth Bale put Wales on his back and, you know, had them go on a Cinderella run at a recent European championship. There's no telling what Davies can do for Canadian soccer. It's going to be tough for him to get, you know, for Canada to get into the 2022 World Cup. But if you look ahead to 2026 with him and another guy like Jonathan David, you have a couple of superstars, you can do some damage in a tournament. So yeah, dare to dream. Absolutely.
Well, I was joking with Brent Riccio that I'm not like a big German league guy, so I haven't really watched him play, but I watch every Chelsea game, and I was super fired up to watch Chelsea the round, I think it was the first round of the Champions League knockout stage. And I was like, oh, that's cute. Alphonso Davies started against Chelsea in a Champions League game. How cool is that? And then he went on to physically single-handedly destroy my favorite team without remorse.
Yeah, and that's literally every game he plays. You know, he's almost unguardable on that left wing, the way that they use him, because he's the fastest player on the field anytime he steps on. And with that team, they have so many other things you have to worry about defensively that it's just inevitably going to leave out space for him. And you see him, the way that he goes down the field, the way that he creates space for himself and then creates opportunities for the strikers like a Robert Lewandowski or a Thomas Müller. Like, he should have had 3 assists yesterday. And that's basically every game he plays. He's just so, so good. And I do wonder, like, you know, he's not going to play left back forever. But what does Bayern Munich do with him here in the next few weeks? Do they maybe move him further up the field, put him in a more of an attacking role? It's going to be real interesting. And he's only 19. Like, what does he look like when he's 23 and he's filled out more maturely and all these different things? Like, he's just... he could be unstoppable because of his athletic traits, and I can't wait to see him continue to develop.
I got to ask you about the No Fans thing, because originally the first, because I watched the first the Dortmund game against Schalke, where you nailed your prediction of a Schalke upset. I got to say, Reach.
Yeah, great job, Dan.
All over that one. But I was for the first 5 minutes taken aback by no fans, and then I completely got used to it and didn't think of it again for the rest of the game. Do you agree, or are you thrown off by it?
So in my days watching Italian football, some unruly fans may have crossed barriers a number of times.
Oh yeah, I may have heard.
And forced teams to play in front of no fans as punishment. And also a few games before the coronavirus put the pause button on all of the sports in general. I've known it in the past, and it was still weird. It was still kind of awkward the way that it all started out. But I didn't mind it. After a few minutes, it was like watching anything else, watching any other soccer game. I didn't feel like, you know, players were shy in challenges or anything like that. They played the game as they normally play it, and that's what I wanted to see the most. And I kind of enjoyed the sounds of the game as it was happening anyways, you know, like just a guy hitting a crisp pass across the field and you hear the nice thud on the ball. Like, I'm here for that. Like, I'm down for it. And then you also had, you know, certain situations where guys were trash talking. Like, to Debo on Schalke said some stuff towards Haaland, the crazy Norwegian kid who's like just looks like a Bond villain or something, and scores goals for fun as a 19-year-old. But you know, he comes back 5 minutes later after the guy told him to, you know, go do something with his grandmother. That's probably not very nice. So he scored 5 minutes after that comment was made to light. So it was just like, this is the kind of stuff that I really enjoyed out of it. I put the whole no fan thing aside and the weird celebrations, whatever, and just enjoyed it for what it was. I was, more than anything, I was just happy to wake up on a Saturday morning, make a coffee, and watch soccer like I've been so used to for my entire life. So it was nice to have that normalcy back.
Yeah, it's so important to kind of get back to exactly that. Just like whatever your sports routine is. Like for me, the first time I'm able to sit down on my couch at 7 or 7:30 and watch a Leafs game, nothing in this world will make me happier. And it's exactly that. It's just like until the first period's over. It's like it's just those beats of life that you kind of find. The thing about the no fans too is it's like it's only going to get more normal for us, right? It's like I remember I watched the first UFC and that was kind of weird for 5 minutes. And then you're going to see your first soccer game like that and it'll be weird for a couple minutes, but it just feels like as more and more leagues go through this, it's going to be less and less of isn't this interesting? And it's just like, yeah, this is the new normal. This is kind of how we watch sports now.
Yeah, and it's something we explore a little bit on the new show, A Kick in the Grass, with me and Jeff Blair. But just how does this look as time goes on? You know, because right now there's a title race, but Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund are going to play next Tuesday. If that title race kind of goes away, and then you're just playing out the string of the last few weeks and there's no fans, then there's really less emotion going in. That might be an area where it becomes more of an issue. But as far as just this first time, the players were on adrenaline, and I thought people were happy to have sports back, so you kind of put it aside for 1 week. It might be more of a conversation as time goes on and players are continuing to look for bits of motivation to keep them into gear.
So I was just, the next question I was going to ask you is about, you're a big, big time soccer pundit. You and Jeff Blair with a show, that's pretty exciting, buddy. You must be fired up.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a lot of fun. Jeff and I, having worked with Jeff for a long time, even back in my technical producing days, it was good to have this show with him, but we always had that soccer connection, you know, and Jeff is always talk to me about the Premier League, and we'd bitch about each other's fantasy teams and stuff like that, and just all kinds of fun stuff. So we're just going to be fans, you know, for an hour, and hopefully you join us as soccer fans as well. And enjoy the chatter we have. We're going to bring on guests from around the world and just have some fun and have a pint and enjoy some football, yeah?
Oh, yeah, sure, Dan. I was actually, off the top of the show, I was actually making fun of people that call soccer football in Canada and America. It's soccer here. I'm sorry. Like, it's soccer, Greg. Like, I absolutely love soccer, and I'm a huge fan, but I can't call it football. Because it's just, it just makes me feel weird. You call it football?
I call it both. Like, I go in and out. Like, sometimes I call it soccer, sometimes I call it football. Like, I want to know how we started calling, like, American football. Like, why did that make sense. Really? Like, it doesn't. None whatsoever. How did that become football? I should probably do some history on the origin story for that, but it doesn't make any sense that that's called football.
Yeah, I mean, Google's amazing. I'm sure we could figure it out. It was probably just some dude in Connecticut who said, like, this is how we're doing it now. Like, yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, it is a little odd. The other thing, so you don't call it football. I was asking Sam this. I feel a little weird when I don't say nil. Do I have to say nil, or can I just say zero when I'm doing soccer scores?
You can say zero. You don't have to say nil. Yeah.
In the you same sound way like you that- don't.
you sound smarter if you say no. I will agree with that. Yes, absolutely.
That's hilarious.
So the podcast, it debuts tonight. It's going to be coming out Mondays. Is it weekly, bi-weekly? What are we looking at for a schedule there?
Yeah, it's going to be out every Monday across the Sportsnet Radio Network. So if you prefer to listen on radio, you can hear it 590, 650 here in Vancouver and 960 in Calgary. But also, you know, iTunes or whatever podcatcher it is that you use.
So just on a personal level, buddy, because since we're such good friends, how are you holding up? How's V holding up? How's things out west?
Things are great. Sun is shining here on a beautiful Victoria Day, so I'm going to head out and enjoy that for a nice, long, socially distanced walk. But, yeah, things have been pretty good. I'm kind of ready to get back and going. My barber said he's going back to work next week, and I was one of the first people he messaged. And I jumped at it, and I was like, yes, I'm there. But now I'm second guessing a little bit. Like, should I be the first one in the door? Or, like,
maybe not.
I don't know. You know, like, so it's like just the seed of doubt has now been planted, and I'm second guessing if I should go to the barber next Saturday.
Can I tell you something? We tweeted out from Sportsnet 590 The Fan our show lineup, and the person who tweeted out, I'm not sure who it was, I think it was our producer show, tweeted out a picture of me and Gunning in the digital studio when we were doing our golf stuff. And man, oh man, my hair was just like, wow, what a cut I had. I'm like, man, I miss my barber. Like I'm going to be the first one in the door. I'll be that guy. Like, you know all those people they made fun of in Florida for, like, getting their hair cut? I'll be the first one through the door. They can make fun of me if they want. I got to get my hair cut.
Yeah, I'm pretty much at the same spot. Like, when he said it, I was just like, quickly looked at myself in the mirror, and I was like, okay, this needs to happen. And then... then I started telling people, like, yeah, I'm finally going to go get to see my barber. And they're like, well, I don't know if you should. But it's like, hey, you know, let me make my own decisions, okay? It's going to be socially responsible. We're going to be all right, okay? We've had some good days here in Vancouver when it comes to the numbers of COVID. So I'm hoping for the best. Fingers crossed. Let's go.
So basically what you're telling me is it's sunny there and it's raining here, so we've switched weather systems. You got a nice sunny day in Vancouver, and we got a terrible rainy day here in Toronto. So we switched weather systems.
Buddy, it is so nice out. Like, it's impossible to find a tea time anywhere in the vicinity of the lower mainland of the city of Vancouver. It's just, like, good luck. And it's starting to gouge people, too. Like, they're charging summer rates at all times of the day, so it's
no twilight and COVID, boys.
Yeah, it's getting pretty greasy when it comes to the whole returning to play golf. Have you guys been out yet or what?
Well, we are about to make our triumphant return tomorrow, and you know, you led me right into this, Dan. I didn't want to brag, but I actually have a tee time tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, back with a bang into the golf season here in Toronto.
Well, I know your swing will look as bad on Thursday as it will tomorrow, so that's good.
It'll look different, but bad. Still bad, but very, very different. Dan, good talking with you, bud. Hope you're doing well, and we will all be listening for the podcast debuts tonight. Kick in the Grass is mentioned. Great name. And as Dan mentioned, you can find it on iTunes, everywhere else you get your podcasts. Well, Reach, hope you're doing well, and thanks for joining us, bud.
Yeah, you too, boys. Appreciate the love, and hit them long and straight tomorrow, yeah?
Oh, I'll do my best.
I'll try. There he goes, Dan Riccio. You can hear him on Sportsnet 650. You can hear him tonight on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, Kick in the Grass, debuting.